WONY Alumni Weekend 2026. Glad that you were able to come on this journey of thousands of miles with us, and look forward to coming back next year, because this is a wonderful event that we've been coming to for year after year, and look forward to a whole lot more of them. It's wonderful to see that our alumni still keep the station going strong. So I will close out, as always, with Metallica. Enter Sandman, because we're going to close our eyes and, I don't know, get out of here. Anyway, 90.9 FM, WONY. I want to thank Donna one more time for taking an epic road trip with me this weekend. My fiance, Donna, that's so much fun to say. Metallica taking us out, as always. One more year in the books. Glad to be part of such a wonderful alumni weekend. Coming up this evening, we have karaoke and kahoot and a whole lot of fellowship. So keep it locked where you got it. Great DJs all day long here on 90.9 FM, WONY.
say goodbye.
Now,
yeah, we're good.
Okay, perfect. All right, we're getting a thumbs up. I hope we're getting a thumbs up.
Well, I can hear you in the headphones.
Oh yeah, it would probably help if I put the monitoring headphones on.
Yes, it would.
Okay, has all
it's
that
been a while since we've done this.
Better.
Everyone has to.
It's been
has
about
to excuse
6 years. hi everyone.
Hello.
We're on the radio airwaves, WONY. I'm playing. Oh, that music is a little loud. I'm gonna lower that just a tiny bit. Okay, I think that sounds much better.
Yes.
Okay, so the reason why... Oh, first of all, I'm Zach. Hi.
And I'm Sarah.
Hi. So, fun fact, I actually trained on Sarah... Can I say your last name, or is that not allowed?
Sure, go for it.
I trained on Sarah Barbakoff's show when I first joined WONY in the year 2017.
Incredible. And I told you that you were, because you told me you were a math major.
Yes.
And I said you could count the CDs.
I can count, do an audit on the CD library.
Yeah.
Which I will not be doing after this.
I think that you should audit the CD library.
Maybe I should audit the CD library.
We're going to stay in Oneonta for like a week.
I want to get, if anyone's listening, there's this specifically this Dorian Electra CD that was a promo CD that I would like to have. Although I don't think that is part of the
every
policy
alumni,
of the CD library at WONY.
Every alumni this weekend gets one CD of their choice from the library.
That is definitely not an official rule.
That is an official rule that I'm making.
That's Sarah Barbakoff.
Sarah,
created.
As former music director, I have decided that everyone gets one CD from the music library.
Now, I noticed because I believe that this is a... Sarah Barbakoff does not care about any like audio equipment, from my understanding.
No, I do not.
You do not care.
I do not care.
I believe this is a Rode microphone, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's interesting because I want to know if these microphones were originally from the station.
No, these are definitely different. These are newer.
They're newer.
They when they updated the station, I believe they got new equipment.
They got new equipment.
Yeah, because that board is so much nicer than
this board.
Board
is much nicer, and I remember there being Shure SM7Bs.
That I would not be able to remember.
Yeah. Although I think...
I remember it was a microphone.
I don't see one around us. Okay, so...
It was a microphone and it worked. That's what I remember.
And it worked.
And it worked.
It worked. So the reason why I'm playing French music is because I had a show back in,
and
I
want to
say, fall
French.
Of 2019. Yes, my last name is French, Boudreau. And I had a show called I Love Bread.
Same.
And what I would do is
Oprah.
It was Friday morning. It was Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. It was only 1 hour because I went to the programming director at the time and I said, I can't do 2 hours. Although, even though we're doing 2 hours today, but I guess it's a one-time thing, so it's fine.
Yeah, but this is, it's also two of us instead of...
That is true, so we'll be swapping around.
And didn't you say you used to only talk anyway?
I would only talk for the hour. Yeah, and I would just play the five rotation songs, and then that would be it. And then I would talk for the hour. But the reason why I did 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. was because, again, I just was so exhausted by the time it was like an afternoon or evening slot, so I needed it to be the first thing in the morning.
That's amazing.
Only for an hour. I got bored after hour two, or once we were in hour two, so I specifically requested a 1 hour show.
I love that.
So here we are.
I did Saturday evenings, 6 to 8, right before Uncle Bill.
Right before Uncle Bill.
Right before Uncle Bill. Me and Uncle Bill were like best friends.
Uncle Bill. Shout out Uncle Bill.
Shout out Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill. Okay. So you might be wondering, if anyone cares, what are we, why are we here? Well, I have not been here in about 6 years, and Sarah Barbakoff.
I'm not sure. It's either been like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So I just figured, you know, why not? It's time. Visit. Plus, I've never seen the new studio. It was really nice.
It is very nice.
Everyone's been very accommodating.
When
so
the
far.
Last time I was here, it had like just like opened, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot less... like personalized, if that makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. It was very clear, like, they hadn't like fully like moved in yet, if that makes sense.
Oh, I noticed that there's like Christmas lights.
Yeah, it's very like,
there's a lamp. Can we turn off the like the overhead lights? Is that possible?
Yeah, there's a light switch.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure, why not?
That'd be awesome. Let's see. My, we got like an arrow for like level. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, mood lighting.
Too bad. Perfect. Too bad there's no videotape in here for us to see our physical reactions.
We need to be like when those podcasters like air themselves talking.
Yes.
We need that.
Like Frenemies.
I don't know what that is.
It's Trisha Paytas.
Oh. Remember, wait, didn't you go see her on
Broadway? I've seen Trisha Paytas 3 times. I've seen Trisha Paytas at... radio. I saw her at the Beacon Theater because she was doing Trishmas. And then I saw her at Radio City. And then I saw her in Beetlejuice.
That's so iconic.
It was iconic. Absolute iconic.
Iconic.
Okay. So you might be wondering if we're going to play music. And the answer is probably.
We haven't figured out what we're playing.
We haven't figured out what we're playing yet.
We've only spent approximately like 24 hours with each other almost.
Correct.
It hasn't been 24 hours
but
yet.
We do have a theme.
We do have a theme.
Do you want to talk about what the theme is?
So, you know when you're getting your blood work done at approximately 8 in the morning before work?
No, earlier, girl.
Oh, earlier. I'm so sorry. At like 6 in the morning before work and you're like in a Quest Diagnostics waiting room and you're listening to like... Regina Spektor or Ingrid Michaelson at approximately 6 in the morning while you wait for your blood work appointment.
Or like these like 90s like acoustic pop songs like So Kiss Me.
Under the Milky Twilight.
Exactly. Should we start with that song?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to play...
This is Quest Diagnostics Lab.
We have to specifically... We have to state the song so that way we can
chart. Well, I'm describing the theme. It's Quest Diagnostics Lab Test Music.
Core.
Okay. It's getting your iron levels checked at Quest Diagnostics.
Oh, it's by Sixpence on the Richer.
Port Jefferson. That's the one I go to. I'm doxing myself. I go to the Quest Diagnostics in Port Jefferson.
I go to the one in Smithtown.
Wait, in Smithtown, not in Queens?
Well, I do in Queens now, but I just meant like growing up.
Oh, got it.
Like we go to the one in Smithtown.
That's iconic.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. Oh, not that one. No, close that out. Stop it.
we're having technical difficulties.
I'm trying to figure
it's
out.
Been a while, guys. Bear with us.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
I just realized that the Wony 90.9 FM radio waves have, like, missed 6 years of, like, Zach lore. I've just missed all of the stims.
So much Zach lore.
All the stims that I've acquired over the years.
T-shirt
was definitely a thing.
No, it was.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, I remember pulling on my t-shirt. Should we all do that? 1, 2, 3.
Plushy land.
Yay.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. I need music. I'm gonna. Do you need me to assist you?
No, I think I got it. Oh, I found
it. This is real amateur hour.
Okay, I think I got it.
Do you think Z100?
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Do you think they're this unprofessional on Z100?
Imagine Ryan Seacrest being this unprofessional. Oh my God, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh my God, he's here. He's literally Seacrest. Here. He's outside. We're going to be the next American Idol.
We're just trolling the audience right now.
They would 100% believe that he's here.
All the local listeners, 90.9 FM. All right, I'm going to play it. Kiss Me by Sixpence, None the Richer. Here we go. Here we go. Kiss Me, Sixpence, None the Richer. Here we go. I'm turning off the microphones. Here we go. Okay, we're back. I'm purposely talking. I was purposely talking because I don't want dead air to happen because apparently, isn't it like 10 seconds?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Oh, I think it's like 10 seconds. You can't have dead air. All right, Animal Crossing music. Now time.
Ooh. Is this... Wait, does it say which game this is?
It just says, Hourly Music Animal Crossing New Horizons music compilation includes background MKK songs.
Oh.
Sunny Music 5
a.m. Wait, lower the music just slightly.
How's
there you
that?
Go.
Okay,
that's
cool. Okay.
This is like nighttime music, I'm pretty sure.
It's 5 a.m. Do you want me to zoom ahead a little bit?
No, it's fine. It's relaxing.
Oh, it's too late. Oh.
It's nice.
Okay, we'll come back.
No, it's still playing.
I
just leave it, Zach. Leave it.
I'm getting flustered over here.
It's okay. You're fine. It's like relaxing. We're taking a nap here.
Oh, I forgot that people can call the station and you can like put them on the air.
You can, but don't ask me how to do
it. Don't
ask
me how to do
that.
I do
not remember.
I hope someone doesn't call
right now. I like barely knew how to do it back then, to be honest.
I did it a few times. I recall.
Nobody call.
I would like
please.
To just...
Don't make us have to figure it out.
I would like to give a shout out to the graphic designer of WONY 90.9 FM. I love these stickers.
I like the iPod one.
The iPod one is sick.
I've been trying to get my old iPod working because I want to use it literally so bad. Have not been able to figure out how to get a working iPod for less than $100. They're so expensive.
They are, especially if you want the name brand, because I bought like a $50 like knockoff MP3.
Yeah. Plus they all have like zero storage. It's like 2 gigabytes. That's like 5 songs.
Yeah. Although back in the day it was like all MP3 files.
Yeah.
I feel like now if you have like a streaming account and you download the music, it's all WAV, which is like quadruple the file size.
That
so I feel
fair.
Like you could have gone away with a lot more.
My old iPod Nano from back in the day.
Which generation?
I don't remember, but it was... I honestly don't remember. It was not one of the ones that were like kind of like long and skinny and colorful. It was like before that.
Mm-hmm.
They were more like... It was like more short and stubby. It was from like fifth grade.
Like third generation maybe?
Yeah, maybe something like that. Anyways, the battery on it... doesn't work unless it's plugged in. It's so upsetting. And like apparently this specific generation, because I remember looking into like potentially getting the battery replaced on it.
Uh-huh.
First of all, no one will do it. Like a regular shop, like electronic repair shop, won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get like someone who like specializes. And supposedly it's very difficult to replace the battery on this specific generation of iPod. You have to like have sold like soldering skills and whatnot. It's apparently very difficult to do.
That's what sucks
but
about
it's like
technology.
I want that specific Nano because that's the one that I use as a kid.
It's personal to
It's
you.
Personal, it's nostalgic. I want to listen to super modern music on this iPod from like 2008. I want to listen
like
to
what?
Brat.
Kiss
I
want to listen to phone. Oh, you mean
I
want
to listen
today.
To. I want to listen to Brat on an iPod.
I want to listen to Dorian Electra
on an iPod. I want to listen to Hyperpop
on an iPod.
Slater on an iPod. Yeah.
Goodness.
That feels correct.
Should we announce our credit card numbers on here?
Yeah, our social security numbers.
Our social security numbers. can we say that on air?
Why not? It's
okay.
Not like we actually said it.
No.
My credit card number is.
My address is.
we're just doxing ourselves today.
Wony phone number. This I can dox because it says advertise us. So I'm going to assume I can say it. 607-436-2711. Oh my God, it's the same number. Oh, I just
why would
I
it be a different?
That. Oh wow.
Well, why would it be a different phone number? Just for curiosity.
I guess because
how do you
I'm
remember
thinking,
the phone number? That's what I
don't
know.
Remember the phone number, but I like you know how you remember the way you say things. Like I guess it's
I guess
muscle
so,
memory.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I'm just surprised because they physically relocated and it's like a landline, I assume.
I guess so. Nobody call that so we don't have to figure out
yeah,
how to
please
put
don't call 607-436-2711.
I don't want to have to figure out how to put a phone on air.
I don't want to figure out how to
I'm not
otherwise
finding out
our
how
friend
that works
An
today.
Is going to have to come in here and it's just not going to end well.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't do that.
I'm sure she's having a ball listening to us right now.
Oh my God. It's everyone listening is probably cringing really hard.
No. Like, why are they doing this?
All seven people.
Seven bodies.
All seven bodies.
You don't refer to people as people. That's true, refer to them bodies. As bodies.
Zach doesn't like movies with bodies.
I hate movies with bodies in them. I only watch animated things.
Bluey.
Bluey. Oh, I love Bluey.
Let's talk about Bluey. Zach's love. Zach, who's your favorite character from Bluey?
It's got to be Muffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why is that?
My Bluey watchers out there. Muffin is just like their annoying cousin. And she's just like so. She's the definition of brat by Charlie XCX. She's just so iconic.
She's brat. She is, yes. Brat.
Pull up a picture of Muffin from Bluey.
Muffin from Sweat Tour. Like, next time Charlie goes on tour, we're wearing Bluey merch.
We're hitting up Five Below.
For that
and
Bluey
we're going
merch.
To get all the Bluey merch the that's Bluey in there. Merch.
Every time I see a Bluey stuffed animal in the thrift store, I have such a desire to buy one for Zachary.
Oh, yes. I'm very curious as to what these two monitors in front of me are for.
I do not know.
Because they're just on the screensaver right now. Oh, is it connected to the... No, it's not connected to the iMac. I was going to say if it was a connection. Okay, so in the few hours that I will be here in Oneonta, New York, this is my... this is what I want to do. I want to go to Fitzell Hall because yes. I got my degree in Fitzell Hall. Fun fact that Sarah Barbakoff did not know, and I love telling people this, is that the bridge in between Hunt Union and Fitzell Hall is heated.
I did not know this until approximately 30 minutes ago.
If you notice, when it snows, the snow does not stick, but everywhere else does. So that's how you know it's heated. I think it's a very cool fact. So I want to see Fitzell. I want to see the Holbert Dining Hall, because that's where I was freshman year.
You did not say that one to me, that you want to see the Holbert Dining Hall.
I guess I want to see it. We drove here. We're going to see it. Might as well.
Okay. We will go to the Holbert. We're going to tour campus.
We're
going to
hit up
the
Holbert Dining Hall, but like just look
I wish
at
it wasn't
it.
Raining, but here we are.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we go to IRC?
I got the IRC quad.
You got your degree in Fitzell. I got my degree in IRC and fine arts. I got my degrees in fine arts and IRC.
Period.
Yeah.
Fitzell. And I say that because literally every class I had in my undergrad, except freshman year, every single class was in Fitzell.
Do you remember? This is just a random memory. Do you remember when someone spray painted Brockhampton on human ecology?
No, I do not remember.
I remember this.
That is the most 2018 thing you've ever said.
Someone literally spray painted Brockhampton on the building of human ecology. Yes.
Why?
I don't know. It was 2018. People liked Brockhampton.
Yeah, that's true.
It was like 2017, 2018.
That's
I don't
true.
Remember what semester.
That was definitely at their height.
Yeah. Brockhampton was such a thing when I was still here.
Yeah.
I wonder, they're not together anymore, right?
No, they're done.
Didn't Kevin Abstract release an album relatively recently?
He does solo work, from my understanding. Yeah. I actually did see him at GovBall.
Was he good?
He was okay. I was in the back, so I wasn't really that, like, connected. You know what? Actually, I do remember him just, like, you could just tell how hurt he was from, like, not being in a band.
Mm.
Which I feel like that's, like, the camaraderie he wanted.
Yeah.
And I could just tell when he was solo performing, he just wasn't, like, as, like, hyped.
Fair.
That was the vibe I got.
Zach is going to GovBall this year
to see
Cat's Eye and After.
After is so good.
Should we play an After song?
Yes, I will play After.
Play an After song.
Okay.
I feel like this fits the vibe. They're a band who are
Y2K, like trip hop.
Well, I was going to say, aren't they trying to be Quest Diagnostics?
They are trying to
even
be
though
Quest
they're not,
Diagnostics.
They would not be played in a Quest Diagnostics, no, but they want to be played in a Quest Diagnostics.
I don't think their label has got the money for them to start.
What label are they on? Do you know?
Start bumping After.
Do you know what label they're on?
Mom and Pop.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mom and Pop have the money.
I guess they do.
They have Courtney Barnett's on Mom and Pop.
Oh, really?
I think Flume. She was
Flume's
at one
on
point.
Mom and
Flume at one point was on Mom and Pop.
That's crazy.
And like they were popular at that point too. It wasn't like they were super small and then they got scooped up by someone else. Like they had popularity while they were on Mom and Pop. Yeah. There's a ton of other people that started on Mom and Pop that I don't remember, but those are the two I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mom and Pop.
Mom and Pop Records.
Mom and Pop Records. Not to be confused with Sub Pop Records with Beach House and Frankie Cosmo. What? Oh, what? What
Nirvana. What, they were on Sub Pop, I believe.
They were on Sub Pop.
They were on Sub Pop.
Okay. What were we listening to in college? And then I'll play this song.
What were we listening to?
Yeah.
Phoebe Bridgers.
Phoebe Bridgers. Julian Baker is how it really started for me. And then Phoebe Bridgers. And then this was like
Holly
before
Cook.
Boy Genius, though.
Milk Holly and Bone. Cook.
We got to play Daydream.
We have to play. Yeah, we do.
All right, we'll play
we
that.
We play after, and then we're going to play Daydream by
Daydream.
Milk
back
and
to back.
Back to back.
Period. What else? Oh, Paramore. Mm. Cali Uchis.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens.
We have to
play Visions of Gideon.
Okay, I think that's what we got to do. We're going to play after. We're going to play Daydream by Milk and Bone.
And then
we're
going to play Visions of Gideon.
Could you imagine if you walked into a...
The ads keep playing. I'm sorry.
Imagine if you walked into a Quest Diagnostics at approximately 6 in the morning... And they were playing Visions of Gideon by Sufjan Stevens. That would be really depressing.
For context, it was finals week, spring of 2018. By the way, Sarah Barbakoff and I only really knew each other for about a year.
Yeah.
In Oneonta. That's the amount of time we spent together in this place.
But we spent a lot of time together.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy because now we've known each other for what?
Like 8 years.
Eight years now at this point. It's insane.
Like 8 years. Because it'll be a decade. I graduated at 18, so it'll be a decade in 2 years.
That's crazy.
That's a long time.
So there's this infamous event that happened in Milne Library. Oh my God, we gotta go to Milne Library. I love this place. We're gonna go to Milne Library. We were at finals week Milne Library. It was probably like 11 p.m.
Yeah.
And
I think it was you, me, Caitlin, Christine.
Yes, we just both happened to
Was
both,
Natalie
all
there?
Of us. I don't think so. But no, we all happened to be studying for finals. And I was at the computer and I was just like at the point of just overtired, where you just are going crazy, I guess. And then we just started playing Visions of Gideon, and that's what that reminds me of.
When I worked
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. Yeah. When I worked at FYE back in the day, Mystery of Love was on the playlist.
Ugh.
So I would just be working, and Mystery of Love by Sufjan Stevens from the movie Call Me by Your Name.
The same
soundtrack as Visions of Gideon.
Mm-hmm.
And Mystery of Love would be playing.
Mystery of Love. And then Milk and Bone Daydream was because...
You're my daydream.
Milk and Bone was in rotation.
You're my daydream. You're my daydream.
It was in rotation and we both bonded. Although I think you chose that as the album of the week.
I may have. I don't remember.
Yeah. And that's how I found it.
I don't know.
We can find out later.
Yeah. I thought that was a fun thing.
And then what was the other song? Oh, After. Yeah. It's just... I just like After.
Should we play Holly Cook too? We have to stick to the theme.
We gotta stick to the theme.
Okay, these three songs, we're sticking to the theme. Yeah. We gotta get some Colby Calais up in here.
Colby Calais bubbly. All right, I'm gonna play Outbound. Here we go, by After.
It's an ordinary Monday. You don't know what to do. You miss the days when everything was working out for you. I'll take you to the movies. I'll take you to the park. I know we'll try to tell you when you come down in the morning, baby. No time for running out on me like that. You drive me crazy. You're my daydream boy.
Dead air, dead air. Okay, we don't have dead air. Okay, we're good.
Are you playing?
It was 6 seconds. Wait, do you hear me?
Wait, hold on. I think the automation's on just ever so slightly. There you go.
That's, that was on the whole time.
Is this more Animal Crossing music?
This is lo-fi hip-hop radio, which was...
Lo-fi hip-hop.
It was the genesis of when it was created while I was in Oneonta, so I think it's fitting.
Lo-fi hip-hop
pop
beats
radio
to study.
Beats to relax / study too.
Incredible.
Incredible. All right, now what?
I was talking about to Zach right now about how my mom thinks Josh O'Connor is ugly. And I'm going to have to disagree. My mom is listening. So to my mom, I love you. You have bad taste.
Meanwhile, my mom is...
not listening.
And in...
Oh,
and
you told me this. In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Why aren't we in Hawaii?
We could be.
Why are we not?
We're
in Oneonta.
I mean, we could just like, there's no windows around us. We could just pretend we are.
You're listening to Woni from Honolulu.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
We are in Honolulu right now.
We're in Honolulu, Hawaii.
What time is it in Honolulu right now?
Everyone, please welcome Taylor Swift.
Are you actually putting Taylor Swift on?
No. Oh. I just want to like pretend that like celebrities just, oh my God, Josh Groban just walked through the doors.
Oh my God. It's Josh That's O'Connor. Ryan Seacrest is here, guys.
He's going to give us some tips.
It's 5 a.m. in Honolulu and 72 degrees.
And Ryan Seacrest
showed
up.
My mom just texted me. I didn't say he was ugly, just not my taste.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Mom. It was paraphrasing.
A misquote, if you will.
It was a misquote, and I'm so sorry. I'd like to apologize to my fans, to my mother.
Take accountability.
To the alumni, to the student body.
Student body.
For that, I am sorry.
To the waterfront room.
To the waterfront room. To Gary Sparacco.
To Red Alert.
The ghost of Gary Sparacco. To...
Okay. Gary Sparacco.
Nobody knows where this man is, to be
No
fair.
One knows?
No.
No one knows.
We're gonna have to get a private investigator. I need to know what happened to Jerry Sparacco.
Is it called? Did they still
keep
the
plaque? Is in there still? I just saw
it. The Gary Sparacco plaque.
Yeah, it's dedicated to Jerry Sparacco. Okay.
You know what? Also,
we're gonna have to do a deep dive.
I would like to also further discuss the Wonny history erasure.
What do you mean by that?
So there's a Wikipedia article for WONY 90.9 FM.
Correct.
And it had the prior e-board members on there, like as like it was its own. You know how Wikipedia has like tabs in the article?
Yes.
They had the prior history e-board members.
I think I was like, on there at one
yes.
point.
Yes, and I was on there. Everyone was on there, and then I looked back like two, three years ago, and it was gone. Someone erased the history of the e-board.
The horror.
Who does that? Who does that?
My 15 seconds of fame.
15 seconds of fame on Wikipedia.org. Down the drain.
R.I.P.
Is someone knocking?
No, that's me tapping my chest.
Oh, that's you. Okay. I'm going to lower this just a tiny bit.
Lo-fi hip-hop beats.
Much better. Lo-fi hip-hop beats.
Well, now it's kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Lower, make it a little louder. Too loud, man. There you go.
Well, Katy Perry.
So what do we want to play?
What do we want to play?
I think Bubbly by Colby.
Bubbly by Colby Calais.
Yeah.
Would be a good one. Should we play that right now?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to play Bubbly by Colby Calais. Bubbly.
And it starts
I'm going to try to do that thing when they start talking while the song's playing and then they
good
stop
luck.
Talking when the vocals stop.
Good
vocals
luck, come King. In.
Okay, here's Bubbly. Okay.
And
let me try it out. All right, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Here's Bubbly Colby Calais. Oh, no, the didn't start yet. Okay, you're listening to WONY. Oh, are you kidding me? No.
I've been away all right, here we for go. A while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. But what am I gonna say? When you make me feel this way, and it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. Da 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 Your warmth starts in my soul, and I lose all control when you kiss my nose. The feeling shows, 'cause you make me smile, baby. Just take your time now, holding me tight.
Okay, so for those that care, we're playing songs that typically are played when you get your blood drawn at Questlab Diagnostics. So, like, if you pull up to Questlab at, like, 5:30, 6 a.m. before you go to work, and, like, you're waiting for your blood to be drawn, and in the waiting room, they're just playing, like, these, like, 90s, like, 2000s acoustic, like, indie pop music. So that's what we're playing right now. So Bubbly by Colby Calais is the epitome of getting your blood drawn at Questlab Diagnostics. All right, we're time for the next song. We're going to play Be Okay by Ingrid Michaelson. Again, picture you're getting your blood drawn or waiting to get your blood drawn at Questlab Diagnostics. Here we go. Be Okay, Ingrid Michaelson.
Be okay, be okay. I just wanna be okay today. I just wanna be okay, be okay, be okay. I just wanna be okay today. I just wanna feel the day, feel the day, feel the day. I just wanna feel something new today. I just wanna know today, know today, know today. Know that maybe I will be okay. Know that maybe I will be okay.
This is the song Stay Alive by Holly Cook. We're saying this so it gets logged for the charting. Holly Cook, Stay Alive.
singing.